Pod People. Welcome to the class, everyone. Settle down, settle down. I am Professor Lynch. I'll be teaching history this semester. And first, I want to say that I'm one of the good white guys. I'm a mix between the good Joes, Joe Biden and Joe Rogan. What I mean is, I'm for the people, but I love an increased police budget and saying the N-word when I'm with my friends. I'm kidding. How about this? We have a very diverse class here, so let's go around the room and introduce ourselves to the class, why don't we? You, what's your name? Where are you from?
Hello, everyone. I'm Chike, and...
Wait. Let me guess. Chike. Well, obviously, you're black, so you must be from Africa. You're pretty dark, so I'm gonna guess maybe you're from Ghana? I know a lot about Africa. I've been 4 times. Yeah, maybe Ghana or Nigeria? Which one? Which one are you from?
Actually, I'm from Houston. Not too far from here.
What? Wow. Really? Okay. Houston, sure, but where are your parents from? You know what? Just forget it. Let's move on to the next person. You, name and origin. Now, where are you from?
Hi, I'm Denise.
And Denise. You mean Denise.
No, I mean Denise.
Oh, well, I just said Denise because at first glance, I thought you were Hispanic. So I thought Denise would have more of a, you know, a Spanish accent, you know, a Hispanic, like a Denise with an accent. I've been to Spain a few times, so I love Spanish food. So fresh, so delicious.
I'm actually from Egypt.
Egypt? Wow. Let's dive into that. That sounds exotic.
Actually, I'd rather not. I don't like where this is headed.
Whoa. Egypt has an attitude. Well, you are African, so that explains a lot. No problem. I must say, I hate Egyptian food. Not good. Who wants to go next?
Can we just start the class?
Yeah, is this how class is gonna go? I don't wanna go at all.
Yeah, can we just be done for the day? I mean, what kind of history class is this?
Hey y'all, welcome to Jasmine Gives Bad Advice. If you've listened before, which I hope you have, you know, on this show, you send me questions that you need answers to online, and I tell you what I think after I create a comedy sketch, kind of making fun of it. Now, that was my interpretation of a question that came in from Giselle in Texas, who's dealing with a terribly, terribly racist college professor, and I'm calling him racist. Giselle didn't call him racist. I just wanted you to know, he racist to me. Now, as you know, if you've listened before, the scenario is only how her classes with this dookie professor go in my head. So let's jump into today's episode and hear the actual question about the poop professor in Pearland, Texas. No, he doesn't teach about poop. He just is poop, y'all. Catch up, okay? Keep up. Y'all get it. Here's the question, y'all, and it's a long one, but we're gonna read it, okay? Because it's important that we get all these tidbits from Giselle. Giselle says, I have a professor I really hate. Since the first day, I was apprehensive about this white man and his whole vibe. But the borderline racist things he says, and the fact that my ass is stuck with him for 2 semesters because the other history classes are full, child, I don't know what to do. He asked me and the only other black girl in class if we've ever picked cotton before. Now, I'm going to stop Giselle right there, because in 2022, there is no reason for anyone to ask a young black woman, a black person in general, if they've ever picked cotton before. What are you talking about? How would I have ever picked cotton before, sir? When was the cotton gin created? Okay, like, this doesn't even make sense. That is racially charged. I don't even know if that's a microaggression. That is just a racially charged question to ask a student. You and the other black girl in class, like, that is violation number one. Okay, I would have had his ass out of the classroom so quick. But let me keep going, because that is just the tip of the iceberg. Giselle says, On the first day of school, he went on rambling for about 20 minutes about where people's names sounded like they were from and started interrogating a couple of Asian guys about where they were really from and just uncalled for questions until one of them said, "Sir, please move on." What? At least he doesn't discriminate when it comes to the microaggressions and racism. Like, he interrogated a couple of Asian students about where they were really from. That is absolutely unacceptable. OMG. But there's more, y'all. There's more. Then another time, he said something like, "Have y'all ever heard of Keep Houston Hood?" We were all like, "What the hell?" This man takes an hour of class time and brags and rambles about how many trips he's taken around the world and how many different cultures he's experienced. But apparently, he doesn't get it completely because he's just completely oblivious to the fact that every minority is uncomfortable in his class. He's managed to single out kids and ask them how to say stuff in Cambodian on my damn class time. Giselle, this man needs to be stopped, okay? This man needs to be shut down immediately. Like, he really needs to lose his job. You about to lose your job is really what I want to sing to him right now, because I don't think he deserves to be a professor at any university the way he's treating you guys. But let me go ahead and finish the question, because I'm going to give my advice, honey. I'm going to give my advice. Giselle says, "I don't know if I should stick it out until the end of the school year or report him now and cause an upset. The only thing is, nobody else was reporting him, and my grade is dropping because he's wasting my class time and money to do foolishness. I cannot stand him, and I don't want to be a pushover, but I'm also thinking about just going with it until the end of the year so I can leave. What do I do?" From Giselle in Pearland. Girl, this really got me heated. I did have a lot of fun making fun of it, because the unfortunate reality is, as a person of color and a Black woman, like, you are going to run into people like this. Not all the time, hopefully, but, you know, you will run into people like this occasionally throughout your life, and you will feel helpless a lot of the time, because people like this in powerful positions, you know, like, there, he's a professor and you're the student, you do feel powerless, but you are not powerless. So here's my advice. I'm going to try to organize myself, because I really, my blood pressure is high whenever I read this, and just everything about it, like, it really gets my blood pressure high. If it were me, Giselle, honestly, I'm going to be 100% honest. I put myself first, honey. I got to put me first. Okay? And I recommend that you put yourself first. So I recommend putting yourself first and getting the best grade that you can get in this class, period. I'm sure you have a fear that if you say something before you finish this semester, that you could be retaliated against when it comes to your grade. Listen, I'm no expert. I went to college, but I'm no expert in reporting my professors. I've never had to report one, but I would recommend getting the best grade that you can get first. Then, as the end of the semester approaches, I suggest you get the information of the other students, particularly the students of color in your class, so that you can contact them about their experience with the professor. You can do this by saying you're doing an independent study before or after class, and you want to send out, you know, a Google sheet to people and gather people's emails. I don't know how you're going to do it, baby. You the college student, okay? Be innovative. But you need to get the other people, even if they're, you know, not people of color in your class, you need to get their contact and see how many other people feel the same way as you. And maybe y'all can get together and write testimonies of your experience and how you felt uncomfortable in the class, okay? And deliver it to the university. I mean, there's a reason that all the other history classes are full and his is not, okay? Because he's trash, he's dookie, he's doo-doo, he's piss poor, okay? He's piss poor professor in Pearland, okay? He's pee-pee. How many P's is that? I don't know. Anyway, I have to tell you, Giselle, even if no one else supports you, because you know how it is when you're a Black woman, a lot of people just let us just do the shit on our own, okay? You might be the only one who wants to stand up and say something, because everybody else might be scared. You can do this on your own by providing feedback to the university and sharing your experience and seeing if anyone cares to listen at the university. Y'all know I used to work in human resources. I say, give them a chance to act like they care. Give your dean, give the head of the department, somebody a chance to act like they care. And if they do not care, and especially, girl, especially if you fail this damn class, child, you got to go to TikTok and tell your story. Go to the internets, the I-N-N-A-N-E-T-S, the internets, okay? And tell your story and watch it go viral. If your university doesn't want to do anything, hell, I will repost it on Instagram. Girl, I will back you and get your university's attention, honey. Email me, okay? Because students of color pay for an education. We don't pay for microaggressions and racism in the classroom. We have to pay for this. And this is what you have to put up with? Absolutely not. Unacceptable. So listen, I told you the steps. That's my advice. It might not be good. I don't know what to tell you. Listen, I just say you need to speak up. You cannot let this professor go on teaching a diverse classroom. And you know what? If nothing else, at least you try to do something for the greater good, honey. Because everybody who's a person of color in your classroom was affected by this. And also, white people should be affected by this. They should be offended by this. And everybody should be upset and in an uproar about how people are being treated in the classroom. So if it's just you and the other black girl that got to get together and go to the dean or something like that, then y'all need to do it. That's my advice, and I'm sticking to it. I'm sticking beside it, okay? Good luck to you, to Giselle. And babe, listen, email me if you need a little support, okay? Because the Instagrams will rally for you, I'm telling you. Welcome back to Jasmine Gives Bad Advice. I have cooled down just a little bit. My blood pressure has been reduced slightly, you guys. Okay, so let's get into something that I wanted to talk about. It's actually another question that someone submitted. So you guys get a double question this episode, okay? It's not just me ranting this time. Rachel from New York asked me about invoicing after dates. Let's get into it. She said, Jasmine, what would you do if a guy sent you an invoice after a date? It happened to me years ago, but I'm a fan and I just think it would be funny to hear your take. Yeah, I don't know if this is going to be funny, Rachel. First of all, I'm not even going to sugarcoat this. A guy sent you an invoice after a date. I really wish you had told me what the invoice said. What was the reason? Because all invoices have like an itemization. Like, what was he charging you for? Did he not like your company? Did he not like your conversation? Did he think you were going to go back to his apartment? And since you didn't give him the draws, he thought that you owed him $30 for dinner? Because that means you should call the police on him, because I don't even trust him as a citizen walking around, honey. But you know what? You want to know what I would do if a guy invoiced me after a date? Here's a list of things I would do. I would take my dog's poop, or any dog's poop, and I would set it on fire in front of his doorstep. I would kidnap his dog and give it away to a young family with kids. I would find out where he works. I would train for his position, right? And interview for his team. I would work to outperform him and become his manager. I would date his dad and swindle him out of his inheritance. I would become a baker. I would befriend his mom and show up at every family funeral with baked goods. You know, if you send me an invoice after a day, I would hire someone to sell you bootleg life insurance and make you pay me $40 a month for the rest of your damn life, only to leave you dead with nothing, honey, not a penny, okay? Because that's how petty I am. The audacity and the disrespect that he thinks he deserves money from you after taking you out? Child, how dare he? Who does he think he is, Mariah? That's the only person I know who can invoice somebody after wasting her damn time. Remember when she did that to that billionaire guy? That was epic. But he's not Mariah. I need to know where he is now, okay? Because I want to DM his wife and ask her if she is as miserable as I think she is. Because I know he found some dummy to marry his ass, okay? Invoiced you after a date? Oh my gosh, I would put it on Facebook and tag him. Like, don't we have websites for this? Girl, do you have the invoice? Because I need to see it, okay? Because we need to post it on TikTok. TikTok is the solution today for everything. Just put people on blast because I'm sick of it. I love the drama. Am I the drama? I'm not the drama. Anyway, that's what I would do. Do not invoice me after a date because you will get cussed out and swindled, and I will come at you like a scammer from overseas, child. I will really go out of my way to be petty. I'm sorry. Oh, thank y'all so much for listening. Thank y'all for listening to me yell. Every week, I yell on my podcast. I yell on YouTube. I yell on Instagram stories. I yell on, I don't really yell on TikTok too much, but I should. Tune in every week for my best or worst advice. And if you have a problem that needs solving, let me know about it. You can submit a question at the link in my bios on Instagram or TikTok at JAZMYNJW. And you know what? This is just a reminder not to let your professors, your managers get away with a damn thing, okay? You being in their presence helps pay their salaries. And I think all the Black women need to listen to Erykah Badu or something after this episode. Y'all, if you love the show, share it with a friend, okay? Don't be selfish. Oh my gosh. And if you really want to share the love, you can leave a 5-star review on the podcast on whatever platform you listen on. And if it's less than a 5-star review, babe, y'all already know you can keep it, save it, okay? I'm petty. You can follow me at JAZMYNJW on TikTok and Instagram, Comedian Jasmine W on YouTube to stay up to date on everything that I've got going on. And until next time, y'all have a great week. But oh my gosh, especially the cotton picking Black women. Have a great week, y'all.